This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
Ariana Grande is sounding off on the degrading TikTok impersonations she's seen of one of her most iconic roles, Cat Valentine. Grande said, quote, "The ponytail TikTok girls who think doing the Cat Valentine voice and wearing winged eyeliner and a sweatshirt is doing a good impersonation of me. But this is really how it feels. Degrading." Unquote. Yep. Idiots. Everywhere. Rapper Travis Scott has grabbed the Fortnite crown for drawing the biggest live audience in the hit game's history. Over 12.3 million concurrent Fortnite players participated live in Scott's astronomical virtual performance. The previous all-time high for viewers was in February of 2019, when 10.7 million turned out for Marshmello's virtual performance. Cool. Virtually. Kristen Cavallari and Jay Cutler have announced their divorce. The former Hills star, who shares three children with the former Chicago Bears quarterback, announced the split on Instagram. The post read, quote, "With great sadness, after 10 years together, we have come to a loving conclusion to get a divorce. We have nothing but love and respect for one another." Unquote. What's a loving divorce? Charlize Theron is helping victims of domestic violence. Through her Charlize Theron Africa Outreach Project, the Academy Award-winning actress has partnered with CARE and the Entertainment Industry Foundation to launch Together for Her, an initiative to raise funds and support the fight against gender-based violence. Theron has committed $1 million. Hot and cool. Actor Chris Pratt and Katherine Schwarzenegger Pratt are having a baby. The baby will be the Gift of Forgiveness author's first child, while Pratt, 40, is already dad to a 7-year-old son whom he shares with ex-wife Anna Faris. In addition to celebrating her pregnancy, Schwarzenegger Pratt's book made the New York Times bestseller list for 4 weeks in a row. Hasta la vista, baby. Stories with gay and transgender themes and a spoof inspired by the family rabbit of Vice President Mike Pence were among the books that received the most objections last year at schools. Number three was Last Week Tonight with John Oliver presents A Day in the Life of Marlon Bundo, a gay parody of A Day in the Life of Marlon Bundo by Pence's wife Karen and daughter Charlotte. How gay? Very. Joe Biden's presidential campaign has returned a $2,800 donation from Louis C.K., the comedian who's become a pariah in much of Hollywood after he was accused of sexual misconduct at the height of the Me Too movement. C.K.'s career reversal began during the launch of the Me Too movement in 2017 when he was accused of sexual misconduct by 5 women. Yep, 5. Putz. The Alex Trebek autobiography, The Answer Is, Reflections on My Life, is coming out July 21st, a day before his 80th birthday. The longtime Jeopardy host has made headlines in the past year for speaking publicly about his battle with stage 4 cancer. Trebek is apparently in a lot of pain, but he rarely shows it amid the grueling shooting schedule. I'll take prescription drugs for $500. The entertainment business isn't going back to normal anytime soon. Movies are either getting their theatrical releases pushed back or getting canceled completely. If movie theaters are closed for most of the year, studios can release their films via VOD and they will still be eligible for Oscar consideration if they weren't released theatrically. But hey, what about my $10 popcorn? Duck Dynasty star Willie Robertson's family was the target of a horrific drive-by shooting. Witnesses reported a truck drove up to the family's gated property after first circling the block at least once, and somebody from the driver's side opened fire. No one was injured, which is amazing because the attack occurred in broad daylight and the entire family was home due to coronavirus. Lucky ducks! Rob Kardashian, 33, has spent the past several years avoiding the spotlight after struggling with weight gain and depression, but he made a rare appearance on last week's Keeping Up with the Kardashians to celebrate his daughter Dream's third birthday. He threw her a Trolls-themed party, which was attended by his entire family, which are real-life trolls. Not sorry. Blue Bloods co-star Nick Cordero had to get his right leg amputated last week, and now he's had to undergo surgery to receive a temporary pacemaker due to coronavirus complications. He had an irregular heartbeat that concerned the doctors enough to want to put a temporary pacemaker in his heart. He's been on and off a ventilator since. Poor guy, what a nightmare. Country music stars Ryan Hurd and Maren Morris are making beautiful music together, collaborating on Hurd's new song, Every Other Memory. In addition, Hurd and Morris are also celebrating 1 month with their baby boy. Yep, they've been playing music to the child, including the Beach Boys' Pet Sounds, which they said was one of the best albums ever recorded. And they're right. Noah Centineo and Alexis Wren have split after 1 year of dating. The All the Boys I've Loved Before star and the model sparked breakup rumors after unfollowing each other on Instagram in March. The former couple started dating in March of 2019, but they managed to keep their romance out of the spotlight for several months. Oh well, the spotlight just went out again. Permanently. The Trash Bin. Forbes magazine dubbed Kanye West a billionaire after requesting his financial records for months. So Kanye took issue with that and insisted he's worth over three times that. Forbes writer Zach Greenberg revealed after the story was published, Kanye sent him a late-night text saying, "It's not a billion, it's 3.3 billion, since no one at Forbes knows how to count." What a charmer.
The news wrap-up.
Zoom shares rose after users grew from 200 to 300 million and then fell after Facebook announced its own group chat feature. Expedia is raising $3.2 billion as travel has stalled during the coronavirus pandemic. Amazon has extended wage increases for their warehouse workers. Vice President Pence toured the Mayo Clinic without a coronavirus mask, even though he was told to wear one. I guess he feels he had God on his side.
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie.
Trolls World Tour is the top streaming film.
The number one album.
Young Boy Never Broke Again, 38 Baby 2 is the best-selling album.
The number one app.
Minecraft continues to be the top-selling paid app.
The number one book.
Untamed by Glennon Doyle is the number one nonfiction book again.
Carlos St. John was born in Brooklyn, New York, and growing up, he split his time between Brooklyn and the tiny South American country of Guyana. In 2010, he released an EP, a mixtape, and soon after was flown to LA by music executive Zach Katz. For 2 months, he wrote songs for Rihanna, but none of them were accepted. Returning home all disappointed, John proceeded to co-write the 2012 Hoodie Allen song, No Interruption, and that was his first taste of success. After that, John wrote songs for a number of acts, including Jadena, Usher, and Keeza, among others. He's best known for his 2016 song, Roses, and a 2019 remix of the track by DJ Iman Beck has helped the song become a worldwide hit. And we love it. Here's St. John with the song of the week, Roses.
I'm not afraid to die.
That was St. John with the song of the week, Roses. Visit us on Facebook at facebook.com/LASpins. You know, with a Z. And that's what's happening in LA and Hollywood. For LA Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.